Welcome to Podsmocking. This is episode 5. I'm Katie Gotham.
I'm D-Blue. No, shut up. I'm second in command.
Fuck you, Blue.
Fuck you, asshole. You're out of luck.
You don't do that.
Nigga, no. You're not urban enough. No.
A great introduction.
We're gaping this.
Wait, this is going on.
Okay, I am Rye Guy, and Rye Blue's a fucking tard.
God damn, cutting him off.
I hate you, dude. I hate you. Go away.
I don't want to go away.
Nigga's here forever.
You're fucking cancer, man. Fucking cancer on Detroit. No one likes you.
Oh, yeah, by the way, we have guest hosts, too, with us today.
So, you guys want to introduce yourselves?
I'll let the other guy go first.
Okay. Come on, guys, don't be shy.
You guys should introduce yourself in order of importance.
Okay, fine.
Well, I mean, Shinoni goes first.
Oh, yeah. Shinoni Black goes last, back of the bus.
Look, Shinoni, you could be the next Rosa Parks, okay?
Awesome.
Just don't
be the next Rosa Parks here.
Refuse to knock it out of your seat.
I refuse to go first. So, Matt CD, you go first.
Hi, I'm Matt CD.
There you go.
Shinoni. Refusing to go.
Okay, and I am Zoel in Detroit.
Is that how you say your name? You say
I don't
like
know, man. I was, like, going into Detroit, and the first time I got playing BlazBlue for the first time, people assumed I was a chick because of my name. So it was kind of fucked up.
If you have, like, a girl on your avatar, I expect you to be, like, big boobies.
A girl?
I was using the... You ever played this 360 game? I was using that avatar, the Mushihime-sama. It had a chick on it, so I was using the avatar, so everyone assumed I was a girl on top of the mic.
And they're like, hey, what's up, baby? And you're like, nothing. And they're like, oh, shit.
Oh, God.
Multiple forum troll.
It was a multiple troll. Even in my when I wrote my game collection, they assumed it was some chick owning all these video games.
Awesome.
Okay, that said, we're all introduced. Let's go ahead and do some haikus from last time that we unfortunately, like, lost.
Wait. We skipped part one.
Oh, yeah, part one. Fuck you, Katie.
I'm just trying to correct you.
Oh. Well, fuck you anyway. Okay, so what's everybody been up to?
I can go first.
Go for it.
What is it? I just finished beating Trauma Team for the Wii. I just got it recently, and I just finished the whole game from the end. Anybody play that?
What is that?
It's a part of the Trauma Center franchise.
It's the latest
entry to the series.
It's the newest one for the Wii. Like, the only ones I played is I played the DS ones, which I got really into. Like, Trauma Center 2 was pretty good.
That's the one I played. But that's
Trauma Center. Yeah, it's like, that's like a really fucking good game, though. But, I don't have a Wii, so yeah.
Okay, well, I've been running, the tournament. Started yesterday. And, only two people played their matches that I know of so far. But we've got, I think it's 32 people in the bracket now. So it's pretty big. And, a lot of the first round matches look to be pretty good. So anyone that even gets beat in it this time will definitely do another one. I don't know how soon, but it depends on how quickly we get this one done with. But as soon as it's done, I'll see how long it took and then get another one going. And hopefully we can have more people for that one.
That was for 360 or PS3?
That is for the 360. The PS3 is one of their own.
Yeah,
but,
why don't we talk about that?
PS3 wanted to start by NeoCam. He wanted to copy the idea and start his own.
Yeah.
Nigga, no.
He basically did exactly what I did for the PS3 side.
It's like, basically copy pasta. It's like, basically copy pasta. It's like, basically copy pasta.
Yeah, it's basically copy pasta.
Yeah. So.
You gonna sue him for copyright infringement?
No. He was like, so basically I'm gonna use, like, he PM'd me and he was like, I'm gonna use the same format you used. And I was like, go for it, dude. And he was like, he told me he already had like 32 people before there were like anybody signed up though. So I was like, what the hell? But, it looks like they have a pretty big crowd now. I haven't heard of half the people that he has added to that list though.
Well, that's cause of the PS3 user base.
I haven't even seen them like on the forums. Well, I
no,
don't
real
like...
talk, real talk, alt accounts. All of his alt accounts.
how about Sunny-san? Does he count?
No. It only counts on the 360, because that's where the real competition is. PS3 side is hella free.
PS3 sides? I played BlazBlue on the 360, and everybody would rage quit.
Well, see, look, BlazBlue's, like, audience, like, the Weeaboo guys, they all have PSP.
You know, the people with vaginas.
Okay, fine. I was playing Street Fighter 4 on the 360 when I first got it, and I have a more harder time beating people with Super Street Fighter 4 on the PS3 than the 360.
Oh, hell no. You're playing the wrong people, then.
Yeah.
See, he's playing the better people, Katie. You just, like, you're pretending that, you know, 360's got, like, all the best players, but, like, really? It's just the people, like,
nigga,
you,
we got Gutex.
You got Gutex.
Hell yeah. And Shine. And apparently, Dago confirmed that he uses that Gaiman account, so...
How about, like, sometimes Cataract? What does Cataract play for?
He plays on the 360. He's pretty good.
Okay. I'm trying to figure it out, because I heard a story from a friend of mine that he beat Justin Wong at the PAX.
Yeah, it was like when they were first trying out characters, and he, I think, didn't he pick his, he picked a Dawn?
I think he picked Adon.
Yeah. It was like a contest to see who sucked less.
Yeah.
It was pretty sad, but like, he really likes it a lot, so we just let him say it.
But he did, like, legitimately, he beat Justin Wong, even though it was at a game they had hardly played with characters they'd never used before.
Yeah.
So there you go.
So yeah, fuck Cataract. No one cares.
Hey, look, he would have won no matter what if he just used Honda, okay?
No.
No.
Sure. Not really.
not really.
This is why you should just write blogs, bro. Like, real talk. Just write blogs.
So what else have you guys been up to?
Well, I've been playing my Neo Geo Pocket Color because it's the best fucking thing on the planet.
Okay, moving on. I've been playing. I played on a NARP, like, Saturday.
On a NARP? Yeah. Or in a NARP?
How do you play on a NARP? I want to know this.
I fucking hate you guys.
Explain.
Anyway, I was playing at a NARP, and we started playing, like, on DualShocks. It was on PS3.
Oh, that's ass.
That was so bad. Like, I started losing to, like, everyone, because everyone plays on a pad, apparently. And then Wedge comes with, like, his fucking setup. He has, like, a duffel bag, like, with, like, a huge monitor, a PS3, and, like, 2 5.6s.
Hey,
a
nigga's ready.
That guy comes correct, dude. And, like, we hooked those up, and I think I went, like, on a 21 spree. And then from there, we went to, like, a meetup. Me and Wedge, he drove me to, like, some meetup, shoryuken.com setting. And we had some guy there called Lord BBH, who got, like, top 16 at Evo.
Nice.
Oh, yeah, I know that.
I fucking trolled.
Who does he use?
Bison. Bison and Hakan.
Hakan? Really?
His Hakan isn't that good, but his Bison's fucking top notch.
Yeah, I can imagine. Especially in Super, because, like, you know, he got better.
Yeah. I think we went, like, 5-3. He ended up, like, we were, like, 3-3, and then he just, like, just turned it on and just fucked me up.
Yeah, once he figures it out.
Bison's so fucking good in this game, it's pretty annoying.
But, like, that's the thing. Like, I don't think he got that much better. Like, he's obviously better, but, like, he was still pretty good in vanilla, so I don't think it was that big of a jump.
Anyway, I got some news on Wedge. Wedge is, like, he's still playing Cammy, but I own that Cammy 3. But, he's starting to play Cody now.
Who does? Who said
that? Oh, I think
like,
about
Cody
it.
Beat his...
Actually, I encounter a lot of Cody's playing Super Street Fighter 4.
I still haven't found that many Cody's. I run more into the usual Ryu, Ken, and Jiri.
Yeah.
Okay, well, obviously you'll encounter a scrub Ryu or Ken every 5 minutes, but I've seen a lot of Cody's. Like,
yeah, I've seen plenty of Cody's and, like, almost no Jiri's on, I'm playing on PS3, by the way.
Yeah, I hear a lot of Cody's play on PS3.
That's where all the scrubs play, so.
Look, we didn't hire you guys.
Lou, you're a scrub. I bet you Yojimbo can beat your ass.
Oh.
I bet I could beat your ass, like, 10-0. Like, not even lying.
Oh, wait. I beat you with Vega on Vanilla. We played three matches, and I won one match with Vega, the Claw. So, you can't brag anymore.
Look,
you're supposed to do it like KD, where he beats me, like, 5 times in a row, and I can't even do anything. Perfect.
KD, you see this? Hey, you ruined Street Fighter for them, because, like, you rape them, and then I let them win, like, a game. They just, like, take a mile. They just take a fucking mile out of an inch right there.
No, it's true. It's real talk. Like, I'll go in, and I'll show them what's up, and then I'll say, like, straight up, like, I'll be like, hey, man, Blue's pretty good. And then they go fight you, and, like, you're half-assing it while you're eating, like, some enchiladas and watching Speedy Gonzalez.
And then
they're like, oh, man, Blue's hella free. I beat him all the time. My dad, his main character. Let me upload the replay.
It's funny, though, because, like, on tournaments, like, last time Senna-san was, like, he was getting really cocky, and then in the tournament I took him down like 3-0. It was pretty funny. Other than that, like, hopefully I get to fight Chogrim. I get to fight Dan. Like, that's basically who I'm fighting next, in the next round. Cause like, in his bracket, maybe MX, but other than that, he's probably gonna just, like, get two free wins.
Like, who else, hasn't spoken yet?
Actually, this past weekend, there's been someone on a, I guess, Super Street Fighter 4 / Tekken 6 session. Like, I haven't touched Tekken 6 since, like, February, so that didn't really end well. But, just a lot of, I guess, me and my friend were kind of, like, just kind of fooling around with Makoto and just, like, bad-mouthing a lot of people who think she's kind of bad.
She is bad, yo.
I don't know. I think she just needs time. Like, people just are too busy trying to still play her, like, Third Strike, and, like, well, if this doesn't work, this doesn't work. Like, I think it's still 50-50 risk-reward, but now the fact that everything is so casual-friendly and mash out everything, it's like you just have to play, like, twice as extra careful as you would in Third Strike.
Let me ask you this. Like, with Makoto from full screen, how do you get in if your opponent is focus attacking? Like, what do you do?
Dash grab.
Well, that would be what you would want. You could do that, but I mean, I guess it really depends on who you're playing against. Like, most people, you would usually try and dash in, or you'd probably do, you wouldn't do Hayate full screen, but you'd probably either dash in or just inch your way in, because you don't know what's going to come. Like, I was playing earlier, actually, with a friend, and he plays a pretty solid Akuma. Granted, Makoto can't really do anything in this matchup already. So he's throwing fireballs and air fireballs all over the place, and like all I can really do is either like instant air axe kick over them, or just focus attack, dash, or block. And in the long run, I'm still getting caught up in vortexes in the long run.
Yeah. Even her, like, instant overhead, the only one that's like actually an overhead is fucking the EX version?
Yeah, that's true.
So you can just block. Like, you can block and mash out reversals.
I don't think she'll be, like, good. I think she won't be, like, low tier. She'll at least be, like, mid, where she's good.
That's what I'm hoping for her, too. Like, I hope that she just ends up mid tier, where at least she has some options. Because right now, it seems that jump-ins are pretty much free. Like, from what I've seen, jump-ins are pretty much free. So, she doesn't have much as far as anti-air, but then again, a lot of characters in vanilla really didn't have much either. So, like, I think once people figure out how to control spacing with her, she'll be at least decent.
Right.
Well, I've been playing a lot of Makoto myself, and whenever people jump too much, I find that like if you predict it, then you can get her her DP Fukiage, where she punches straight up in the air. Like, if you can predict her jump, you can hit them really hard after that, like with the follow ups and whatnot.
Yeah, you can do a pretty good combo after that, but just landing that uppercut, because The Fierce Punch one goes a little bit forward. The Light Punch one seems like it works against cross-ups. And then Medium Punch seems like it would be, I guess, like when they're jumping in from an angle. But
yeah, Medium Punch is probably going to work the most if you try and go for it.
I honestly just do a lot of standing Medium Punch if people jump in on me, just so I can set up for Karakuza.
Yeah, Makoto's standing Medium Punch is just like, it's probably her best move. Like, I played a Dalsim and just kept on pressing standing medium punch, and like every time he tried to attack me, he couldn't attack me from long range. Like, I had the match down until he started sliding in at me, and then I had to change it up. Yeah, I haven't been playing a lot of Super Street Fighter lately. It's the last fighting game I've been playing. I've been playing a lot of the StarCraft beta, actually.
Nice.
On my PC.
I heard StarCraft beta was over though.
It's not. It's gonna be over like next weekend, I believe.
Aha.
So, what do you think of it so far?
I was not that good at the first StarCraft. I've gotten a lot better since I started playing. I'm playing mostly Protoss. By mostly Protoss, I mean I've only been playing Protoss actually.
It's all about the fucking Terrans, man.
Terrans.
Yeah.
It's all about the Zerg.
It's all about the Terrans.
Yeah.
It's all about playing something else.
No. Look,
Zerg.
You don't understand. Siege tanks.
What I understand is when like people say you want to play StarCraft, I just say no and do other things. That's what I do.
You mean salty at Street Fighter?
It makes me salty in like life in general.
Blue can't play
RTS. I feel like yelling at friends, like taking it. Well, fighting games are basically RTS, just faster, man.
How so?
Real time strategy.
Explain.
There you go.
No, I will not explain myself.
That's what Lou does best.
Fighting games, playing mind games with your opponent.
It is mind games.
Yeah, take up the ultra combos.
Ah, okay, moving on. Let's get on to these derogatory haikus.
Imagine you want me to read these derogatory haikus?
Yes, I do.
I see. I see how it is. You want to take me away from my fucking Neo Geo
read,
right now.
Read. Are you
okay.
Reading?
Okay, derogatory haikus. Here we go. We're going to read a couple of ones from last week. From Shinryu, we have this haiku. You guys done?
No.
Okay, keep going.
No. You go.
Okay. From Shinryu, we have this one. Boring Turtle Scrub. Finding no good safe block strings. Keep holding down back. Sounds like Shinryu was kind of annoyed.
Well, he plays on the PS3 side, so I'd be annoyed too.
That explains everything right there.
Not enough competition.
Not enough competition. No, PS3 got no games. You
ain't got no games.
Whatever.
Metal Gear Solid guys... Sword. That's all you need to talk about. That no, kills guys. Here.
All you guys need to know about last fucking Guardian. The last Guardian is gonna kick ass.
Anyway. Oh, wait, none of these guys play Ico, so you don't need to even talk to them about it.
Oh, I'm not fucking talking
to you. I played Ico.
No,
I played Ico.
Your mom played Ico.
Everyone and their mother played Ico.
Okay, fine. Okay, then Shadow of the Colossus. Did everyone here play Shadow of the Colossus?
Hell yeah, that game was badass. Yeah.
Okay, well, that's good enough for you to get the PS3. You get The Last Guardian.
One game.
You guys don't even know what The Last Guardian is, do you?
It's
that new one from...
Okay.
Ico?
Moving on. I got my haiku right here. Here we go. Okay. Here's Rai's derogatory haiku for the week. I don't know if you can say it. When selling it, let's see. There's no you just...
I didn't hear a word you said.
Yeah. Let's do that one again.
Got sick of your jokes. Here's something else no one plays. Make fun of that now.
Are we talking about BlazBlue?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I see now. Oh, okay.
Yes, that's what I've insinuated.
So you guys don't know, but like we figured out last week or last episode that Rai is a secret troll, but that nigga's good.
Yeah, if you guys didn't listen, we did the Street Fighter storyline, and these guys, yeah, apparently I was trolling them because the Street Fighter storyline sucks. Apparently,
it does. What is there? Who plays Street Fighter for storyline?
Well, I mean, apparently I thought it might be worth it, but I guess not.
Right, this isn't King of Fighters. We don't have whole backstories and
it's
shit.
It's not bad. It's not King of Fighters good, but it's not Virtua Fighter bad, where it's like, you have to find the story by luck.
Well, I think it might be better than a Tekken storyline. I mean, Tekken's all about Mushima's winning.
Whatever. Virtua Fighter, awesome storyline, because I used to play as a ninja on my Sega Saturn, then I would fight like a silver guy, and like the silver guy like would use my moves, and it was like the best fucking story ever.
I just liked it because that one guy had that one move that went ora, 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 and like you could just spam that shit. That's how I won most of my matches in that game.
In what, Virtua Fighter?
Hell yeah.
Which one?
I think it was 2? Or, yeah, it was 2.
It's all about Virtua Fighter 2, son. Alright, so moving on, we have a gem of a haiku that I'm sure Katie is gonna love.
Ah, oh, I love this haiku.
He loves this haiku. From Solgrim. You lose at Street Fighter. Opponent is nowhere in sight. It's Wolf Chrome sitting behind. So why do you love this haiku so much, huh?
Well, you see, a haiku is actually supposed to be in a syllable form of 5-7-5, and Solgrim here decided to take upon himself and just recreate that format to whatever he saw fit, and now it's 6-8-7. So for you guys that aren't in the know, the new haiku is 6-8-7.
Don't you get it? 6-8-7.
Yeah, there you go. From now on, no more 5-7-5s. It is now 6-8-7. That's how we go with Destructoid.
Yeah, I gotta redo all my haikus now because now they're on ballot. Thanks a lot, so give me a fucking dick.
Yeah, went back and ruined it all. So
you ruined the whole system.
There you go. He is the authority on haikus.
Okay, I think we're done with haikus for now then.
Yes.
Moving on. We gotta listen to question.
Okay. Soul Survivor asked, "Am I the only one that gets?"
No. You gotta do it.
Gotta do what?
You gotta do the screen.
Again?
Yes. Again? You haven't done it since, like...
No. I mean, can we just take it from, like, a previous episode and just put it in here?
No, that's too much work.
Because it's fucking cheap.
It's like a...
Right? You won't get a recycle content, Blue? Hell no.
Sounds like Capcom.
Right? Wait, what?
Is recycling Capcom? Never. I've had
Champion Edition, dude. Champion Edition.
Hatsumaki Championship. Hatsumaki.
Look, I was playing CDS2 last week, and you know what? Those sprites, they look like they're from Street Fighter Alpha, but they're not.
No, they're not.
They're not.
Word of the game. They're from CDS2.
Yeah, see?
Do it.
Okay.
Oh, he's shy.
Okay, give me a sec. I'm eating right now. Give me a sec. All right, shut up. Listener question! Are we done now? Wow, this is long. Give me a sec. Let me look at my
paragraph.
Blue needs to take a moment to conquer the English language within.
Inglés veredas.
Well.
Okay, Soul Survivor asks, am I the only one that gets enraged seeing someone getting caught in a 60-plus hit combo from, I can't say that word, Arakune. In Continuum Shift Match Vids? Anyone hope that there will be hidden EX versions? My Guilty Gear peeps know what I'm talking about, right? Of the characters in the console version of CS?
Well, I have no idea what he's talking about, this character.
Personally?
I
don't, like,
seeing
Arcane
from
Continuous Shift and
Calamity Trigger,
I personally don't care, because I play
YT, so I
don't have anything to worry about.
But on a serious note,
not really.
From what I understand, you need...
Well,
Arcane can't really get
easy damages.
Much as you could in the original
one, so like...
As a 60 plus,
it may seem like a lot. I really don't think it's much to worry about.
He does more than 60 plus hits. I've seen combos go well over 100, sometimes going to like 150 hits.
I've seen a video on the internet. It's instant kill before. There's an internet video. It was instant kill. It was on a live 70, pro match.
70% health on like most characters when he gets... Like,
So let me ask you this, is that easy to do?
Yeah, it's actually kind of easy for him to do it. It's just like the same, like, over and over again, or two or three. I believe I've heard that Arxis is rebalancing the game for the console release, so maybe we'll see less of that nature, where the character's just three moves over and over again, and then combos to, like, almost infinite.
Didn't they say they were going to do, like patch updates for it to like balance the game?
Yeah, I believe they said that they left it open for like if they want to do stuff like a super turbo edition type of Blaze Blue. I think they said that they're open to do that with this version of the game.
Kinda words that don't make sense together. Calamity Trigger, what does that mean?
Calamity Trigger is the first game.
And then
the first game was Blaze Blue Calamity Trigger.
But no, I'm talking about storyline wise, I have no idea.
Why didn't they just call it Super Blaze Blue? Like, because that's creative.
Super Blaze Blue Turtle. Doesn't sound fancy enough.
How about Blaze Blue Champion?
Not anime enough.
Yeah,
that's creative.
What does it mean? Continuum shift. They just sound like two words that sound cool together or something.
Whatever. 007 can do it. Quantum of Solace. There you go.
Yeah,
this game doesn't have rounds. It has rebels. I would not expect anything less of
rebel scum.
Alright, so basically, nobody has really any strong feelings about this, huh? Like, could you do this kind of broken stuff in, like, Guilty Gear before, or what?
There are a lot of broken stuff with Guilty Gear, like, using Eddie.
Like, Eddie has freaking texture, like, frame traps, and, like, you just can't do anything because you're getting up an unblockable combo.
Yeah, Eddie is the main reason why I, like, stopped trying to play Guilty Gear, and just seeing match videos of, like, Eddie versus anyone, like, it's just crazy how much priority and how much range he has. Like, I went to Evo last year, and their Guilty Gear tournament ended in a Eddie versus Eddie fight, and I just decided I'm done with that game.
It's really fun to play casual, though. I'll admit with that part.
Yeah, I'll definitely play with, like, some friends and have a good time.
Yeah, because you're starting to make it sound like Marvel almost, like with the huge combos and like.
Yeah, it's not a fun game. You think of it as a tournament level kind of game, but when you play casual, it's really fun.
What about BlazBlue? Same thing or not?
BlazBlue. I don't think it's really like that. Like the tournament levels, it's just three characters. There's either you're using Rachel, Arukune, or Nu. It's either those three characters for the first game.
What about Bang? And I hear Bang is pretty good in Continuum shit.
Yes, he is top tier.
Yeah.
His damage is high, and apparently a lot of his combos are easy to connect. He's one of the easiest characters to learn.
Yeah, exactly. High damage. Very good resets. Very good life.
I forget what it is, but I hear like he has like a super like or an EX. His speed increases like even more.
I
think I've seen that before. It's like it kind of like goes off superhero mode. We get this weird music playing in the background.
Yeah. The nigga's on crack and he just starts fucking jumping all over the place.
Bang and stall.
Yeah, like bong, bong, bong. The music start going like bong bong or some crap like that.
You mean over here?
Bad.
I only remember like the first line of the Japanese lyric. It has something to do with like soul or something. It's like a fighting spirit song, you know.
It's like generic like Japanese TV stuff.
Yeah, it's like a very both kind of sing by the same.
His other super is really cool. It's like Gurren Lagann almost. That like punch he does, like all these doors open up, and the new one, I guess.
His finishing move, you mean?
Yeah, whatever that is.
Yeah, it's very epic. It's like in CT, you can never hit with that in like CT. He has a minimum height that he can do it at, and no one's ever gonna be above that height and like not see it coming. And so, but they got rid of that in Continuum Shift, so it's a lot more viable. I've actually seen it happen in like a tournament video.
Cool.
So yeah.
Which is up.
So I guess that's it for the questions.
I think it is.
I posted a question last week and got cut off due to that technical error you guys had.
Well, you should definitely read your question now then.
Alright, I believe my question is,
Hey, I asked the questions around here.
Well,
Blue,
why don't you just
paste that on the Skype thing and I'll read it.
Well, Blue, your question can be Blue. You can ask him what his question was. And then you can ask a question, you know.
No, paste that on the Skype thing and I'll read it.
Like in a couple episodes, if you guys hear like Blue's not on the show anymore, it's because he was so difficult to work with, okay?
He is difficult.
Hey, a fucking star.
He's like,
without me, these things like have zero ratings.
Zeros.
He's always asking for his mineral water and his fucking coffee, and like just keeps on fucking beat up the assistants.
Not enough minerals.
They don't want to give it up, so like, why would they be in my room?
Oh shit! Yeah, we answered this, but
yeah, but it got cut off.
It wasn't in the recording though.
Yeah. Okay. Well, do you guys want to answer it again?
Yes, sir. Let me just ask the question. So, Matt CD asks, what grab slash throwing system do you prefer? Proxy, where you press a heavy attack when close. It's present in Street Fighter 2, Tatsunoko versus Capcom, Marvel versus Capcom 2, Guilty Gear, and The Last Blade. Or the other option, input, where you press two buttons and have a whiff animation if it misses. Present in Street Fighter 4, Third Strike, Blast Blue, and Last Blade 2.
I would say I prefer the press forward with the heavy attack. It's a lot harder to do. The pressing input's too easy. Like, literally, just spam that and you can probably kill your opponents with that.
I fucking love you, dude. On the 360 side, I'm just going to say this. On the 360 side, Scrubs, like, on Detoy, loves to mash throw.
I have noticed that every fighter that you would encounter, once they start losing, they'll try to spam throws against you.
Which, you know,
and
like,
that doesn't work, then it's a good game for them.
I personally don't have a preference because I always play SNK fighters and they're always proxy.
That's proxy it is.
Yes, proxy it is.
It depends on the game for me. Like, if it's a really, like, heavily offense-based game, then proxy, because, like, I don't know, it would just be easier that way. But, like, in a game that's like Super Street Fighter where it's kind of, like, defensive, then input, because just walking up and pressing heavy attack, you're not guaranteed to get the throw. Like, you may not be within range, or something may happen where the hitbox is moved. So, like, I prefer to know that the grab is gonna work.
I guess proxy really is more suited to, like, offensive games, because you're not gonna get the throw in if you're not really being aggressive.
So, are you saying input is for turtles and...
Essentially, like, not in every game, but, like, in Super Street Fighter for sure. Like, in the 4 series, I would think so. But, like, to me, it seems like it would be good in games where, like Tekken.
Yeah, I would say Tekken, that's where the throws come in, quite useful with the inputs.
Yeah.
Because in a 3D environment, it's kind of hard to do a proxy.
Yeah.
You guys just aren't trying hard enough.
Or, yeah, well, you know, like just 3D fighters in general, because just walking up or trying to do it in the middle of a block string and then walking up and pressing a heavy attack to try and land it would seem kind of tough.
Yeah, you know a great way to piss off people that are new to Soul Calibur, though? Just fucking walk up to them and throw them every time. They have no idea what to do.
You're dick.
Well, kind of. Yeah, I'm a dick.
How about you guys?
Well, you asked the question. You better have an answer.
I prefer input.
That's what I'm talking about.
Like, proxy, like, I can... Sometimes you see the throw coming, and by the time you see it coming, you can't do anything about it because they're throwing you. That's happening. But like Blaze Blue, like it's an input system there. You see a throw coming, you can react to it. You can tech it and take no damage.
You can just neutral jump and then get a free combo.
Yeah, that too. Yeah, like I prefer input because like you can counter it better, and it doesn't piss you off as much when you get thrown. You just feel like you're the one who did something wrong.
I think it just adds more mind games, which is a good thing.
Yeah. Well, no, and that, but proxy, like, to me, is just weird, because, like, in Street Fighter 2, when you play as Ken, sometimes you would go for, like, a jump-in hard kick, and they would jump in at you, and you would get, like, this throw, but if another character's using a move like Guile, where you both have an air throw, like, what's to decide which one lands the throw?
Yeah, priority on throws, that's another factor.
So it's just, I don't know, it's just weird.
Alright, so I don't think everybody needs to answer if they don't really feel like it is a thing. Like, did everybody answer?
I think we did.
Yeah, Blue said proxy, so proxy is the answer.
And I said proxy too, so that's two people in here.
Well, Blue said it, so I really can't go along with it anymore. So I guess I'm in the input crowd now.
Yeah, but you were in the proxy crowd earlier.
I was, but then Blue came in, and now I have to start playing Capcom Fighter just because he had to fucking ruin everything.
Hey, man, one less person buying SNK games. Fuck yeah.
Well, why you gotta be like that, Blue?
Why you gotta be like that?
Why? I just gotta be like that because I don't like you.
Wow.
Straight up, I don't like you, nigga.
I honestly don't know anyone that likes you, Rai.
I honestly don't know anybody that likes you. But I don't know anybody, so you know.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, moving on.
Moving on.
let's get to this fighting's education.
Yeah, it's gonna be pretty general. This is mostly gonna be you guys talking because basically everybody here doesn't know dick about Blast Blue, so it's just gonna be you guys educating us on how you recommend us getting into the series.
Okay.
Recommendations?
Yeah.
The thing is, like, you guys, you know how Street Fighter plays, and you know, like, how we, like, play all the slower stuff, so. Like,
how do you get into a game like Magic Fighter, where, like, you know, you have swords, and, like, vampires, and bugs? Like, what is that about? What do you do to get good at a game like that?
Are you talking about like, Blaze Blue, or is there another game called Magic Fighter?
No, that's, I thought that's what Blaze Blue was.
Well, yeah, but I wanted to know what this Magic Fighter is.
I think being the new thing out, too, would also probably help, usually, sometimes.
So let me ask you this, like, how, like, what is the button? What is the button layout? Is it, like, 3-button layout? 4? Is it, like...
Have you played Fate? Have you played Fate for the PSP?
No.
It's one of those games that was made before BlazBlue did, but it's using a... What is it? There is 3 buttons for attacking, light, medium, and strong, and an extra button called a drive button.
And what does this drive button do?
It depends on what character you're using. For Noelle, you'll be using the revolver abilities. For, what is it, Arakuna, you'll be spamming bugs with that button. Or for...
So it's essentially like a special. Like, you have a button, so it's a special.
Yeah, everybody has their certain special with the drive move, with the drive button.
This reminds me a lot about JoJo's Bizarre Adventure.
Yeah, probably does.
It's like with a spin button where you could actually like make like another character appear with one button.
So like with these drive moves, what is their purpose? Like, can you combo into them or are they just great guard? Combo.
Yeah, combo. Like for some characters it's just like a 4th level attack. For like other characters, like I play Hakumen and his drive move is basically a parry where he like blocks the attack and then
counters.
Counters with a grab.
And I use mostly Karo, and Karo uses it to control his puppet.
That sounds kind of cool, actually.
It sounds crazy and like just by hearing it, but like when you see everything in action, it's really cool, and it really plays just like any other fighter in a sense. It's just that one little special thing where everybody has that special move, where it's not really a special move; it's just another part of the gameplay.
Really, because it just sounds like the drive button is just like a way to like make every single character play differently, almost.
Yep, there is not a single clone there. Until the new sequel comes out, there might be a clone with the move 13, I mean move 12, or whatever number is that secret character they have for the console version. That might be a clone.
Yeah, they haven't really said much about how she's going to play.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's a 3-button system with like a 1-button special. How do you perform throws?
I think you press A and B together, which is the...
B and D.
Okay, C and D. Was it C and D? Okay. I press the R1 button on my PS3, so I don't know which button the combination it is.
Yeah, that's a
heavy attack.
Cheapskate. Using shortcuts.
Hey, it's the same thing I do with Street Fighter 4. I press the L2 button to throw somebody.
Cheats!
Katie does it all the time, yo.
Hell no, nigga. The only triple I use is for fucking triple punching. That's just because I'm not gonna press A and Y and fucking and left trigger to press to do a triple punch.
So everyone hear that? Katie just said no. That's what he basically said.
I can confirm this.
Shortcut.
For some reason, I think it's actually easier to just hit all 3 buttons in Street Fighter 4. I don't even know why.
It's easier to have arcade stick.
You guys playing on controllers or sticks?
I'm using a controller.
Using a pad. I got my ass kicked using that Tekken 6 arcade stick, so I stopped using it.
I ain't no off-green nigga. I use a stick.
Fuck you, Blue.
You first.
I'm not going there.
Okay. So you have throws. Is there anything unique to this game, like, that you don't really see in other fighters?
Well,
Booby Lady!
Aside from, that. Like, you know, crazy-ass characters...
Let's see, we got a character with his own character theme, and he used a special technique when we mentioned about that earlier. Bang. I think that's enough to get the game sold.
Another thing that players should know about is, barrier guarding. If you hold, back, to block and also hold, weak and medium attack, A and B, then you'll do a barrier guard, which, drains the barrier meter, and it gives you more pushback when the other guy attacks you, and also you take no chip damage.
It's also in Guilty Gear as well, but Guilty Gear, it drains your super gauge or whatever you want to call that, tension gauge.
Yeah, the very important thing to note about it is that if you barrier guard in the air, then attacks that would normally be air unguardable, like anti-airs, can be guarded if you're using barrier guard. So
basically it just makes your blocks a lot better or what?
Yeah, pretty much.
It's like a push block. It makes blocks a lot general, but sometimes you kind of forget to use it because it's not mandatory, so it's something you get hit by certain attacks.
You can also note that if you do it, like, at a specific time, can you land a counter this way? Like, do you recover quicker?
Yeah, well, it's not specifically barrier guards, but the game does have instant blocks. If you block right before attack hits, then you'll flash during the hit, and the recovery time is shortened. So
similar to, like, a just defend.
Yes.
Yeah.
But you don't receive benefits like healing.
Well, yeah, like I said, I was playing play as Hawkman, and he has his parry, so if you, like, instant guard during a block string, then you can very easily get a parry in between their attacks and whoop their ass after that.
Okay, and I hear about this EX version. Like, what does EX mean? Like, do you have a meter that builds up when you do specials and attacks?
I think EX version refers to Guilty Gear. Guilty Gear, if you... Let's say, for example, you're playing survival mode and you beat that version of character, you could use the EX version, or maybe the ES version if you've got that far. The EX version has a different movesets, which makes it like a completely different character almost. It's like similar, but different.
I thought that when you got the EX version of a character in Guilty Gear, that would just be like an older version of the character or something.
Sometimes
they were.
Are they allowed in tournaments?
No, I don't think they are. Like, some
are
of them
like,
are pretty broken.
Like, oh, okay, that's okay.
So, like, EX characters are mostly just, like, are they, like, really fucking broken or what?
Some of them are, some of them aren't. I don't know which ones are. I know, I think in, like, Accent Core, I think EX Kai is pretty crazy.
Yeah, that's mostly what I use.
Well, in Guilty Gear, they had the EX characters, and they also had, like, gold versions of the characters, I believe. It's just, like, even more powerful and, like, broken. Like, I believe, like, EX, Gold Johnny, his Miss Slash would be, like, one-hit kill if you're using the gold version of him.
That sounds pretty ridiculous.
So let me ask you this. If you're making the transfer from a game like Street Fighter 4 or, like, Super Street Fighter 4 over to BlazBlue, like, if you've never played a Guilty Gear game before, like, how would you go about trying to learn it?
I recommend staying with something like Last Blade. You ever play that?
I played it.
I played it, but, you know.
That's because I'm me.
Well, if you play Last Blade, I find a lot of similarities where using the attack controls.
You know that the Last Blade actually had, what's the guy's name? Daisuke Ishibatari? Is that how you say his name?
Daisuke Ishibatari.
Yeah, Daisuke Ishibatari, he worked on the Last Blade series. Like, that was one of his earliest works.
That was his first work, I believe, programming for SNK, and then right after that he moved to Arc System Works.
I thought he did, like, the character designs, too, for that game.
I don't know. I haven't really heard that before.
We can look it up.
Yeah,
Will we? No, we won't.
I'm playing my Neo Geo Pocket right now. I'm too lazy to wiki it. I'm fighting Orochi Iori.
Wait, guys, before we move on, I heard you guys like V13, so we put her in your car so you can mouse drive while you drive.
That's a good one.
Continue.
I like it.
I don't, but continue.
That's just because we don't like blue.
No, we don't.
No, we don't. We don't like him either.
That's great, blue. That's great.
The Blue Hater Club. Anyway,
I learned a lot, blue.
So, what would you recommend, if you're trying to get into BlazBlue, like, just trying to learn combos or trying to learn, like, spacing with your character?
Spacing might be pretty hard, because, like, in BlazBlue, isn't there, like, a lot of, like, dashing and air dashing and all that?
Yeah, there is. You have to you have to keep using dashes to get near your opponents, and certain characters like Neil, you'd be zoning your characters and screwing them over.
Yeah, zoning is very important in BlazBlue. Like something that you'd probably want to learn is like input for instant air dash. Like if you press forward, up forward, and then let the stick your input go neutral, and then press forward again, you'll perform an air dash immediately after leaving the ground. And that's very useful for getting in on the other guy and going after him.
Right, and is the combo system as open-ended as, like, Guilty Gear was? Because I remember, like, I would play around with Guilty Gear, and you could pretty much combo, like, almost any regular move and, like, to another regular move, and, like, it'd be pretty open-ended.
It's probably more strict than Guilty Gear. You could do... There's a lot more options in Guilty Gear.
Yeah, like, the way moves chain together in... BlazBlue is like kind of manufactured. I think would be the word I'd use. Like it's not like a Capcom versus game where you can like link any weaker attack into a stronger attack. It's like certain attacks will link into attack, and some others won't. Like I used to play Ragna, the guy with the white hair, red coat. He cannot chain his standing medium attack into his overhead, but he can chain his standing medium attack into his crouching medium attack, which can be chained into his overhead. Kind of sounds boggling when I say it. He can actually chain his standing medium attack into his forward weak attack, so he can actually chain down from there.
How's
so,
that?
Nigga, no.
let me ask you this, like, Capcom has conditioned me to believe that on Wake Up you can do reversals, or like you have a move that like a special that specifically beats out anything else most of the time, or you can wake up in reversal with like a super or an ultra or whatever the equivalent of that is. Can you do that in this game?
Yes, there are invincible moves. If you try to attack someone while they're performing like a move that where they're invulnerable, you'll see like white ripples come out from where you would have hit them, which lets you know that like that move that they were doing something that was making them invincible.
Now, does that work the same way on counter?
What do you mean?
Like on wake up, you have like the white ripples that show up if like where you would usually hit them. Like if you do a counter move, like say they whiff a move, you can counter. Does it work the same way?
Yeah, if you try to hit them while they're in invincibility frames, then it will show white ripples come out of them. Like Ragna's Dragon Punch, he's completely invincible on the way up, and if you try and attack him, then like before he lands, then you'll just see ripples come out of him until you try and hit him while he's landing.
I would say some of those invincibility frames are a little over the top, like. They have a really huge advantage when it comes to those frames.
Let's see here. I mean, it sounds like Guilty Gear is actually not that hard to pick up. Like, when you say it's about zoning, is that because, like, the combos are so ridiculous?
You talking
like,
about Guilty Gear or BlazBlue?
I was talking about BlazBlue.
Am I saying Guilty Gear?
Yes.
Say Guilty Gear.
All right, so, because Guilty Gear actually is pretty easy to pick up, but, like, BlazBlue, like, is zoning so important because it, like, if you get hit, like, you'll get caught up in, like, a 70% combo, or, like, is, what's up with that?
Yeah.
Like
some moves like Carl can probably kill you if you got trapped in the zone.
Yeah,
you can do it too if you can't get close to her, then you're pretty much screwed by her projectiles.
Hager pretty much gets the bad bit of everything. Like New can basically just outzone Hager the whole matchup, and he has the toughest time getting out the crap loop with Carl because he's so big.
So when is he
have an air dash?
Huh?
He doesn't have an air dash.
When to air dash?
He doesn't have an air dash. Like, he can't air dash at all.
Oh. Yeah.
So that's
nice. That's nice, dear, but when does a new game come out?
It's, it's like July 2nd for Japan and July 20th for America. That's all we can
There's
say.
There's one character, looks like Michael Jackson, but with green hair. Hazama?
Hazama, yeah. That's the last boss.
He looks really cool. Like, if I were to get that game, I'd probably play him.
He's the last boss. He uses these chain-looking attacks, kind of like a Spider-Man.
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah.
Basically, he uses this green-looking chain that you can throw you around. And just some of the cool moves, too.
Yeah, like, he his normal like speed is like not all that great. He doesn't have a run, and his air dash doesn't go that far, and it's kind of slow. But if he uses chain to get around, then he's probably one of the fastest characters in the game if used properly.
All right, so like, it sounds like Blaz was like fairly easy to get into, but it probably, like you said, it's more of like a casual game or what?
I played a couple of tournaments actually. I came in second place at like a tournament that was being held at PAX last year. So yeah, it's a game that you could be played competitively, and it's fairly well balanced. Having a small roster of characters, you don't have to worry about too many bad matchups.
But it's kind of like combo intensive, where like if you hit somebody, there's a good chance that just it's pretty much over.
Some characters, yeah.
Like average, they take off like 20-30% of your health if they get a good combo on you. Like if they get a big combo, and so then you'll get about 50 health. But that, like, if you get hit by one of those combos, then chances are you did something very wrong.
Right. So like, it's actually like not that easy to get these huge combos in.
No, like the other person has to know like how, like the timing for like how to link all these moves together very ridiculously. Like Noelle, how high they have to be off the ground before she can like bounce them up in the air and then connect them into like a reset in the combo. Reset's probably not the right word to use. But yeah. Big combos are hard to perform unless you're Arcune and you're in Fever Mode.
And what is Fever Mode?
Fever Mode is, remember when you said back earlier, you said that Arakune's drive move is where he spams bugs?
Uh-huh.
People? Well, if he hits those bugs enough, then it fills up a meter, which, in the first game, Calamity Trigger, if he hit with one bug, then it would immediately go into Fever Mode, and he'd go out of Fever Mode if he got hit. And in Continuum Shift, he has to fill up a meter, but when the meter fills up, then its timer goes down, and he cannot be hit out of it. And while he's in Fever Mode, he can summon bugs, more bugs than he could before. Like, whether he's attacking, or he's just standing there, he can summon bugs by releasing weak, medium, heavy, or drive.
So in other words, he just gets way more annoying.
He becomes very overpowered when he's in Fever Mode. Like, you're talking about getting like 70% health combos from that earlier.
So it's like Blanca, but it's like Blanca ball moves are now Hadoukens.
It's like there are
as soon
five
as
Blancas
you can
on
do
the
another
one.
Time,
and it has like recovery balls. Like Guile Sonic Boom.
There you go.
It's like, okay. 30 Sonic Booms on the screen.
And EX is instant cross-up.
It's Street Fighter Koryuken, or Koryu.
Alright,
yes.
So here's probably the best question, like, for how to, like, get into BlazBlue, and after this, I think we ought to move on to the main discussion.
Yeah.
Does Detoid have a scene for BlazBlue that you could actually, like, learn how to play from other people with?
Oh, well, there used to be, but I don't think there is. There was that Friday fight. Friday Night Fights, yeah. That was, there was a lot of Detoid stuff in it. Yeah, it was on the PS3 side. A lot of people was there. In fact, even when Tekken 6 came out, people got sick and tired of Tekken within 2 days, and they went back to BlazBlue.
Was that like before Street Fighter 4 came out, or
before Super Street Fighter 4?
Right, and then why did people stop playing it then?
Why did people stop playing? Because the sequel's coming out soon, and the game's already been out for a year. I think you would be sick of a fighting game after a year.
Yeah, I expect there to be like a resurgence of the game when the sequel comes out. I'd say that Continuum Shift is a lot more balanced. I've actually played a little bit of it. But also, they changed quite a few things. Like, some characters had, like, some of their most basic moves, like, switched to different inputs. Like,
Noelle was an example. Noelle's super was different, too. It's like a half circle backwards instead of double motion. Double circle like, forward.
This is actually the kind of stuff we're going to discuss in a little bit, so that works out, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, before we move on, let me get fucking cleaning guy in here.
Is he on?
Yeah, he's been wanting to get on for a while.
Really? Oh, there he is. Like, oh.
Yeah, he's got you on ignore. He was like, man, fuck right guy.
Hell yeah, everyone does.
Now, find a new rival.
Hello.
Yo.
Hello.
Yeah, I'm here.
Alright, so cleaning guys in here.
Alright, can we get to the main topic now?
Yeah, let's just go ahead and move on to the main topic then. So...
Do the screen, so we, Blue. Do the screen.
Well, first of all, we like probably want to...
Oh, yeah. We
want to introduce him, because, you know, he just kind of got in here.
Okay.
Who are you again?
Yeah, I'm that one guy. Well, I don't know you.
I remember you said that you were going to kick my ass in BlazBlue because I kicked your ass in the Garo tournament. That's all I remember you.
Yeah, that's fucking Hotaru. That's what it was.
It was luck.
So go ahead and introduce yourself.
Alright, so.
I'm Chris, or the cleaning guy on Destructoid. You might have occasionally heard me on Sega Addicts if you listen to that podcast.
Yeah, isn't it good as this one?
Yeah. And I like fight bands.
He likes fightings. So yeah, cleaning guy's gonna add us. Well, he's gonna join into the conversation. You don't have a crappy mic right now, and we all hate you for it, and nothing else needs to be said on the subject there. You gotta stop rocking the laptop mic.
Hey, I just
fuck you guy.
Today.
How about that?
There you go. I'm just not salty enough to be on the show. I think that's a problem.
Aww. We can get you there.
I implied that if you were saltier, your microphone would work better?
Yeah, no, probably. I mean,
okay.
If I was meaner, it would obey me.
Wait. Okay. Is that like a personal shot at all of us, or what?
No, I don't know.
Are you bringing up beef? Is that what's going on?
Leave me alone.
Okay, so cleaning guys joined us. We're going to move on to the main discussion of the night. You going to do it, Blue?
I thought I only did the questions.
Huh? Blue, you're total fail.
All right, okay. I'll substitute for Blue. Okay. Man, discussion!
Yeah!
That was hella not cool.
Oh. I'm gonna leave it in there though, just to like hurt everyone's ears.
Yeah, just leave it in there.
Man, discussion essay.
Okay. So we are talking about BlazBlue, obviously, and we're gonna discuss the similarities to Guilty Gear. So what are, if any, the similarities to Guilty Gear?
Practically the same character archetypes.
Archetypes?
I wouldn't say that.
Yeah.
Well, Frogman and Soul are so freaking similar, and I guess the Kai and Jin is the closest. Like, they are the same character, just with slightly different clothes and different elements and personalities.
Paul's a lot different. Jin's a little... He's an emo psycho. That's why I say.
Yeah, well, but they're both law enforcement.
Well, true, but...
An enemy.
Jin's an emo. That's all I can say about it.
Yeah. So, here's a question. Why did Guilty Gear end, and why did they start BlazBlue instead?
It's something to do with Sega.
There's some rumors saying that, there's some legal issue between, like, Sega owning some rights to Guilty Gear, and, like, that was one of the reasons why they made BlazBlue. one reason I think is that Guilty Gear was becoming like very complicated. Like they're with each iteration, they're adding like new systems. Like the last one, they had like a parry system, and I forget what the other thing was. But one thing that I really didn't like when I was trying to get like good at Guilty Gear was this thing called False Roman Cancels. Like basically in the game, you had like regular Roman cancels. Just like after you perform like any like regular move, like normal or special, if you like press like certain three buttons, you would recover instantly. Like you can do unsafe moves, and like if you hit with it and then you did a Roman cancel, then like you recover instantly and it's safe.
It took a ton of gauge, but yeah, it's I think it,
like you guys talked about focus attack dash cancels before in Super Street Fighter 4, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like that. So basically you do like a reversal, then you Roman cancel, and then basically you got a free reversal right there.
Does it cost any meter or any sort of gauge?
It costs 25% of gauge.
It costs 50% meter for a regular Roman cancel, and a false Roman cancel costs 25%. And what a false Roman cancel is like a Roman cancel, you press the same three buttons, but you do it only during specific moves and with very strict timing within those moves. And like, the advantage of doing a false Roman cancel is, well, it costs more meter, and you don't necessarily have to connect with the move. You can do it on a you can do false Roman cancels on a whiff. Like Soul, he has an overhead, and like right before the attack hits, you can false Roman cancel it, and then like do a like low attack after they try to block high, and after they like have nothing to block and get hit low, you can mess them up from there.
Wait, so does it let you cancel the move itself, or
it's like very specific moves have frames where you can false Roman cancel. It's like, it's very arbitrary, and I really didn't like that mechanic.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
Good at it. You had to get good at it with using that system before you get good at Guilty Gear and then later games.
Yeah, Guilty Gear is pretty complicated when it gets to high-level play. So, like, a lot of people are like, if you want to get into Guilty Gear, you kind of want to use, like, Blaze Blue is a nice start for, like, beginners, because Guilty Gear gets pretty fucking ridiculous.
Because yeah. I remember I tried to learn Guilty Gear, like, by myself, and I read, like, the manual. And the manual confused the fuck out of me. I had no idea what the hell like I was reading.
I literally had to like learn Dustloop to find out a lot of crap. And like even now, I'm still not really up to date. I play Kai, so a lot of people say Kai's pretty like you need.
He's pretty
like really
friendly too.
Yeah, I'd say I would compare like Blaze Blue like as being like a easier game to get into than Guilty Gear. Like I would compare Blaze Blue to Guilty Gear, how I would compare Street Fighter 4 to like Third Strike in terms of like complexity.
So it watered it down.
Yeah, a bit, and it introduced some like stuff unique to Blaze Blue that was on Guilty Gear, like instant blocks, and actually that's all I can think of.
I'm not gonna call it watering down when the game is just, you know, it's possible to understand it now. I'm not gonna call that watering down just because you can understand what's going on.
Is that to make yourself feel better?
Yes.
Okay.
Most people who play Blaze Blue still don't know what's going on. Like,
hell no.
People play, and it's just this. Like, I play people who don't ever animation cancel. I very intuitively.
Yeah, I already beat you, so I'm sorry. I gotta say that. And I don't get no half this turn.
Hey, we were pretty evenly matched.
I was using Carl.
Also, and you're from Canada, so it doesn't count.
Yeah, you're Canadian, doesn't... Well, whatever. Okay. Your opinion doesn't count.
Okay, so basically, like, Blaze Blue, a lot easier, it sounds like. Storyline-wise, too, like, Guilty Gear was really fucking complex. Everybody would tell me, because I'm the King of Fighters guy, and everybody says King of Fighters has, like, a really nice storyline. Some people would tell me, like, well, Guilty Gear, like, has a storyline that's, like, arguably, like, way better than King of Fighters. And, Guilty Gear, like, I played the single player, because apparently, like, everybody was going, well, the single player is so good, because you got these story modes with all these cutscenes and voice acting and all that. So I picked up Action Core, and I tried that out. And, nothing made sense, like, at all. I would, like, play one character
story mode. The story mode is totally random. You'd be, like, walking, you'll be using Andromeda, and you'll be walking, and he'll be encountering Zoe, and Zoe would say, you can't pass, and he'd say, let me through. It was like, and when you go into battle for no certain reason, it's like, totally random. Like,
yeah,
the storyline makes no sense.
I played like four characters, and I learned like nothing, like about anything.
I just say that
through
much
all of the storylines. All of them.
There was still some loose ends. They would never go like that man. If you guys know what I'm talking about, that man.
Yeah I heard that man many times as I played Ascent Core, and I didn't know who that man was supposed to be.
Yeah, they still haven't covered that yet, so you never figure out who that guy is.
Yeah, like, it's been like speculation apparently of like who that man is, and like I've just been randomly reading Yotsugi Wikipedia, like, from time to time, and, like, I think they're, like, saying in the drama albums or whatever, they kind of go deeper into, like, the actual storylines, but, of course, drama albums are, like, Japanese only, so usually we just don't know what the fuck's going on in the long run.
Well, they released, like, that real-time strategy game, like, Guilty Gear Overturn, and, like, one thing they said is, like, they're going to reveal the identity of that man. And I bought the game and I have not played it yet. Like, I bought it for, like, $20 at Best Buy.
Is that one even made by Arxis? Because wasn't that made, like, after the whole, like, copyright thing happened?
It was made by Arxis. It did not have a lot of the characters that were in the the X2 series. It only had, like, Sol and Kai. Like, everyone else in there is, like, new characters, aside from, like, maybe Justice and, I think this other side character named Raven.
So from what I gathered, Guilty Gear, nobody understands what's going on in the story, and some of the characters are overpowered for no reason, and they have even more overpowered versions, and the game is overly complicated.
I understand the storyline, but you have to play that original Guilty Gear for PlayStation. Anyone want to play that? Before X2?
I actually did play it before. It was not a bad game for the time, but it just came off as kind of generic, I guess.
It's fun, but it's broken. Just free reign on the insta-kills for one thing, and it's okay.
The insta-kill was probably the only problem with that game. There's like these special attacks you use randomly, and you can just kill people instantaneously. It's too random.
Like that in the later series, or the later games, because there's nothing more satisfying than psych bursting under your opponent when they think they have you beaten and getting off your free instant kill and just feeling really proud of yourself and smug. Or I just had a friend who plays Soul, so that happened a lot.
Alright, so that said, Guilty Gear has like got a really complex storyline. Like the way it worked though, like does the story still play out the same way where you like play a single player and like everybody has like all these talking cutscenes and all that? Like how does BlazBlue's like single player work?
It works in a sense the same way as like Guilty Gear, the way it's done, where you can just pick somebody and whatever you like, however you do said match, takes you into a different path. And I guess with BlazBlue though, they kind of actually show you how much you've cleared rather than Guilty Gear. You sit there wondering, like, how much shit you have left to do.
Right.
So yeah, it has a completion meter for each character, but like I find it like very arbitrary. I figure out how to get all the correct endings. Like for Ragna, it, like depended on how many people you finished with supers, and I believe like Lychee, you couldn't get her true ending until you got Arcune's true ending or something like that.
And like even with like Arcune, like they like depending like the people you fight, they give you a choice of like eating them, like. Just seeing how, like, it's Arcune's whole background of, like, collecting data and, like, eating said specimen. And, like, say, like, you're fighting, like, Jaeger, and then after the match, they give you, like, a choice of eating him or, like, just moving on. And, like, depending on who you eat, how many people you eat, like, depends on what part of the story you get to for the ending. Which, I guess, is kind of neat.
And did you have to do this for, like, every single character, or was, like, this one giant branching storyline for, like, everybody or what?
I believe Arcune is the only character that ate other people. I don't believe anyone else did.
Yeah, but
all these choices and stuff that you have to make. It is... 100%ing BlazBlue's storyline is an ordeal. I mean...
It's quite annoying.
It's entertaining, but it's incredibly annoying, yeah.
Is it easy to actually, like, figure out what the story is if there's all this, like, branching and random stuff can happen?
Yeah. They cover it.
Yeah, after you finish, like, get an ending with each character, you unlock one extra option called True Ending, where you play as, like, Ragna toward, like, the end of the timeline for the game. And, like, apparently whatever happens in that is supposed to be, like, the main canon of what happened.
Cool. So, sounds a bit better than how Guilty Gear did it, then. So what is, like, the basic storyline for BlazBlue, then?
Do you want to go by characters or how it starts? It starts with, like some kind of...
Like, who's, like, really... Is there, like, a really important, like, main character that, like, everything revolves around, or what?
Ragna, Jin, and Noelle, probably, like, the three main characters, and then, like, from there is that you have, like, Rachel, Hawkman, I guess, is also a major character.
Okay. So Cleaning Guy always describes it as, like, Groundhog's Day, almost. Like, where, is there, like, a time paradox, or what?
Yeah, actually, if you get, like, Jin's main ending, ends up with him going back in time, and then from there they imply that he becomes Hakumen and they're the same person. And like,
which,
in pretty mind boggling.
Since I don't really know the characters, that also doesn't really mean anything to me either, so.
Well, okay. What's to say about the main character? Somebody came in out of nowhere, burned his house, cut off his arm, and left him to die, and somehow became a vampire. That's the best description you got for the main character.
Well done.
Right. Better than
what I tried to do.
Maybe we should just...
I describe it as Groundhog's Day, because it is the same, like, these characters are living through the same sort of, I don't know how long it is, maybe a week, over and over and over. And so... there's a reason for all the alternate storylines. Like, each alternate path is this week repeated over and over and over, but played out in different ways. And the true ending is how they break, where they're stuck on in terms of the wheel of fate. And that's why each round starts with the wheel of fate is turning, rebel one, right? It's nuts, but if you play it and get it in context, it does make sense. It's not terribly difficult to understand, but it's crazy if you think about it.
That's actually kind of like cool concept where like the branching storyline actually has a purpose, but I guess all I'm going to ask then is like, why is time looping? And aside from that, like, people can just play the game for themselves and like figure out the story.
I could say it's probably Ragnar's fault, probably when he got thrown to the cauldron.
Thrown to the cauldron?
Yeah.
Like,
and basically, the time loop stops because he was saved. Like, he wasn't thrown into that cauldron; he was saved in that true ending. So
yeah, that might be it. Because when he gets thrown into the cauldron, the world ends, and or at least not the world ends, but this town gets destroyed, and the time loop starts over again. But in the final ending, he doesn't get tossed into a cauldron, and world ends. Kagutsuchi isn't destroyed. I have no idea why time is repeating. It doesn't explain it very well. Something with Rachel and...
It's like playing the ending through Seven Saga. Anyone play that game?
A wizard did it.
A really mind-fucking ending.
It was a wizard. You guys can just blame it on the wizard.
Actually, a witch, really, I think. Technically.
Same difference.
Okay. So we don't actually know why time is looping, but it's just, like, a cool idea for the storyline, then.
Yeah, that'll work.
Let me ask you this question. Does anybody care about the story?
I do.
I do. I left in the cliffhanger from the sequel, the Condom Ship, so I want to see the ending to that.
I think Katie's just jealous because he doesn't care about Street Fighter story anymore.
That's because of shit. I'm sorry.
It's like a fighting tournament, and there's a bad guy, and there's another fighting tournament. Same bad guy.
Well, it's not there that I don't care about the Street Fighter storyline. I just... Fighting games, man. Like, really? Storylines?
Hey, King of Fighters has a cool storyline, man. Screw you.
But, like, in the end, it doesn't really mean anything. Like, it doesn't add...
The fact of the matter is they put a lot of time and effort into the story just because it helps build upon the characters. And, like, when you put the time into a character, it kind of shows. So, in a way, like, I think the story does matter.
Once upon a time, I did an uppercut.
Yeah, like,
Once upon a time, SNK tried the very hardest to make a fighter no one bought. And then Capcom half-assed the game. Shut the fuck up.
What's nigga your... owned!
Hold that shit.
Hold that shit.
So your response, right?
That's a really sad story.
Hey, but it's based off a true story.
Maybe that's why it's so sad. Okay, like that aside, like, storyline-wise, actually does sound pretty cool, and, like, especially, like, the whole branching, like, time-looping thing.
Okay.
Whatever, I might try it out.
You definitely should at least try the storyline. I know you're going to get the game in, like, whenever you get a PS3, but...
Well, I've actually already got the game right here.
Oh, yeah. Well,
do you?
But yeah, you can't fight me. Check my ranking before you turn it on. I want to see how low has it fallen after having played the game for like 4 months on the PS3.
I'll check it. But yeah, like,
it's kind of dead. Like, you'll probably be in the same spot you were earlier.
But the thing is, like, Katie, like you, like, really appreciate the music for, like, fighting games, right?
Most of them. It depends.
And, like, you were talking before about how you liked the music because it would add, like, personality to the game and how it, like, would get you into the mood and all that, right?
Well, like, certain music in a game will just, like, it'll make the game better for me because I don't enjoy regular music, like, anything on the radio or on television or just mostly music that most people would listen to. So I don't enjoy that, so I look to video games for music that I do enjoy. And when I'm playing a fighting game with music I do enjoy, it's pretty cool. So when I play a game that has music that's ass, like vanilla, then I'm not enjoying the game as much as I feel I could be.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, the music is like flavoring, right? It's like spice.
Yeah, it's like a good character design or a good background or like...
Yeah, but that's the thing too, is like a good story for a fighting game like helps like add flavor to the game for a lot of people. Especially if like, you know, if the game actually gives like the character like an interesting backstory so that when you're playing the character, it just feels more interesting.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or you could just go play an RPG if you want a story. I'm just saying.
Well, yeah, I know, but it's just because you play Street Fighter doesn't mean that, you know, these things don't matter.
Yeah, like, I'm with Rye on this. I like having a good story in games, or in my fighters, and it's very rare, actually, because there's a ton of games that are just, like, there's a fighting tournament, and I guess in the case of, like, Tekken or something, we invited some pandas and kangaroos and stuff.
Hey, I wish I could go to a tournament where they invited pandas and kangaroos. That would be the best tournament to ever get in.
Dude,
I would go in this and get my ass kicked.
They will kill you.
Exactly. But the thing, you like in heaven, like when you're dead, you can say, I fought a panda in a fighting tournament, and I lost.
And God would be like, you're fucking stupid.
Yeah, but the thing is...
I'm like not against a good storyline in a fighting game. I just don't really see... like, it having that much importance, like...
Well, again, like, if, like, you still played vanilla, and you still enjoyed it, even without the good music, right?
Yeah, well, yeah, for the most part.
The thing is, like, you don't need it, but at the same time, you can always really appreciate when you have, like, a good story or good music. I mean, it just makes it better.
Like, unless you have more something to discuss about. You have a decent storyline, you can discuss about it once in a while, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's not essential, but it's still, like, really nice to have, that's all.
Okay, cool. So, moving on.
Moving on, like, music-wise, like, Guilty Gear was always really famous for its music. BlazBlue doesn't seem as famous for its music, actually.
Which is ironic, since it's from the same composer. Like, I just never thought that BlazBlue quite had the same punch that Guilty Gear did. Like, every character's song in Guilty Gear felt suited to the character, and in BlazBlue, they all sort of blend together. I think it's because Daisuke Ishiwatari actually, like, designed Guilty Gear from the ground up, like, created all the characters. Like, Soul Bad Guy is actually Daisuke Ishiwatari's alter ego.
His alter ego?
Yeah.
Yeah, he did the voice for that character, and, like, in his profile, he says that, Soul Bad Guy's favorite band is Queens, and apparently his favorite band is Queens. Stuff like that.
Sheer Heart Attack, and, like, literally, that's just Daisuke Ishiwatari's power fantasy.
That's cool, because, like, Soul Bad Guy was actually my favorite character back then, too.
He's awesome. But,
yeah, he's cool.
Like, I think that's why... I think Ishiwatari put more love into the Guilty Gear soundtrack than BlazBlue, because he literally crafted every element of Guilty Gear himself and just was called in for the music on BlazBlue.
Right, but the thing is, like, all the music was kind of, like, similar sounding in Guilty Gear, because... it was pretty much just, like, all, like, semi, like, regular, like, nothing too special, kind of, like, rock and metal and all that, but at the same time, it did sound appropriate because the characters definitely were, like, very metalish looking characters. So I can see what you're talking about there. Like, the music was still good, I thought.
Yeah. I mean, Guilty Gear's music I really liked. Maybe it's because even the characters and attacks are named after metal bands, and I was playing it in my big metal phase, so it was like the perfect game for me. But it just doesn't... I don't know. To me, there's something lacking about Blaze Blue's music, and I can't put my finger on it. Maybe it's just the compositions are too long. And
the composition doesn't give you that adrenaline, let's just say that. Let's say a lot of the themes in Guilty Gear, you can kind of even memorize it. In, like, BlazBlue, you can't really memorize any of the compositions.
Yeah, like you got it. Like, for instance, Tagger's theme opens with that really cool little bass line and almost sounds like I'm getting my characters mixed up. Why can't I remember Potemkin? There we go. Yeah, Potemkin's theme has like this really cool, almost sounding like Kashmir's Led Zeppelin or blah, 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 Led Zeppelin's Kashmir bass line and guitar line to it. And there's nothing that hits you that hard in Blaze Blue. It's just all sort of let me noodle around on a guitar for a while, record it, and call it Susanoo, and yeah, give it to Hakuman. It's
all right. And like you're saying that, like, Ishiwatari, he didn't do the characters, or what?
He didn't do the characters. Like he... I don't know. I think it's just because Guilty Gear is, like, his baby, and BlazBlue was more like a job to him. That's how I feel about it.
He did redraw the characters for Condom Shift. Like, that's why all the artwork suddenly just kind of changed when you see Condom Shift.
But basically, like, everybody's, like, in consensus here, like, that BlazBlue, like, music-wise is not that good, or what?
It's good, but not as good as Guilty Gears.
I gotcha. Moving on then, so playing the game competitively, you guys have already kind of established that this game can be played competitively, but it's kind of like Marvel vs. Capcom in that it could be kind of annoying to play competitively. Does that sound about right?
I wouldn't say that.
I would say it's in that same category.
Marvel vs. Capcom, you got a lot of characters that you... better off not bringing to a tournament, whereas, like, Guilty Gear, if you're good with the character, you can play it competitively. Like, you play as low tier character, and you're good with the low tier character, and, you have a good chance of winning. And if you're bad with the high tier character, then, you're gonna lose.
Right, and what about, you're saying that for Guilty Gear, what about BlazBlue, though?
I was saying that for BlazBlue.
Well, you said Guilty Gear.
Alright. I met BlazBlue.
Okay. So basically, BlazBlue, you can still be good with low-tier characters, huh?
Yeah. Hmm.
It's like Darkstalkers, pretty much. Like, the characters are well-balanced enough that you can play anyone and do okay if you know how to play them.
Or Garo in general.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so. So, thank you for, you know, listening to Podzimaki, the Derpy Derp. And this is Ry Guy signing out.
See you next week!